And the deadline to sign up for health care through the Affordable Care Act is this Friday, December 15th. Okay, you may not know that because the Trump administration has cut pretty much all the advertising and cut funding for the navigators. These are people trained to help consumers choose their plan. So let's find out what you should know as the talk on Capitol Hill is about rolling back Obamacare and the Trump administration is making cuts to the plan. Erin Mershon is with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Hi, Erin.
Hi there, Robin. Thanks for having me.
Well, I mean, there's so many questions. First of all, maybe fewer choices of insurance companies for people buying insurance on the federal exchange. What might people face when they go to sign up?
So I think the biggest difference this year, and really one that you can't underscore enough, is that the open enrollment period is so much shorter. It's literally half as long as it had been in years past. So where before you might have been able to wait until your Christmas holiday or into January to sign up for coverage, this year you have until December 15th, that's Friday, and that's it. So if you're looking to sign up for Obamacare, you need to do it by Friday.
Right. Well, and there might be some extensions possible if, for instance, something's not available for you. So explain what they might find when they get there.
Sure. There are some states that have set longer deadlines, and there are other sort of special enrollment periods you might qualify if you have a qualifying life event or something like that down the road. But for the most part, everyone needs to either renew their coverage or sign up by Friday, especially in the 39 states that use healthcare.gov.
And what might they find? There's things like cost-sharing subsidies, there's premium subsidies. So what is still there?
Yeah, so what we're seeing in the marketplaces this year is very different from what we've seen in the past. And partly that's because it's been a very uncertain year when it comes to health insurance in general. You've had Republicans talking since January about trying to repeal the law, and I've certainly spoken to consumers who think it already has been repealed.
Right.
So that confusion is not only out there for consumers, but it has been out there for insurance companies too, and we've seen a number of them decide to limit the options they would sell in some states or even pull out of the exchanges altogether. So consumers shopping might indeed face fewer options. One of the things that President Trump did right before open enrollment was end the so-called cost-sharing reductions, which are separate from the premium subsidies, but which sort of were designed to help especially low-income people better afford their copays and their deductibles. But because of the way that that impacted different prices for different plans, we're actually seeing options out there where folks are getting more subsidies, so their options are actually cheaper than they had been in the past, or in some places they're able to get an even better plan for cheaper than they were paying for the plan they had this year. So dynamics are all over the place, and it's sort of heightening the confusion, but also increases, I think, the need to go on the website, shop around, compare your options, and see what's out there for you.
Well, that may be why you shouldn't do the auto enrollment. Some exchange insurers automatically renew your coverage, but you can stop that default because you might get a cheaper plan.
That's right. It's possible your plan prices will go up, but it's also very possible that your plan prices will have gone down or could go down if you shop around. So there's options out there where you might be able to get a better plan for only slightly more or even slightly less. And in some places, we've even seen $0 premium plans available.
Right. Get the insurance, no matter what you think about it politically. Erin Mershon, Washington correspondent at STAT. Erin, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much, Robin.